can't decide and torn between a romantic, comedy, action, or an indie film to watch for the weekend? Well, well, well. Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast is your ultimate guide to the latest movies. Join us as we dissect the latest on the blockbusters. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast.
The GSMC Movie Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ariane, and I'm joined here with the wonderful Heidi.
Hello.
We are going to be talking about first Rent and then Cats. So to get into Rent, this movie, it's a musical. Both of these are musicals.
It's a musical episode.
Yes, it is. So Rent was released November 2005. The director was Chris Columbus.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he probably doesn't. Well, I don't know if he wants to be connected to Christopher Columbus right. or not, but
it's just Chris Columbus. Sorry, guys. Anyway, a short like synopsis of it is, takes place in New York's East Village. A group of bohemian friends, you know, who struggle to express themselves through their art and creativity. They strive for success and acceptance, all while enduring poverty, different illnesses, and through the AIDS epidemic things. So it was, it's a nice, you know, variety for you guys there. Some of the characters, well, actually, like, the main characters, a few of them, I think there's, like, seven total. Roger, who is an aspiring songwriter. He plays the guitar. He basically shuts down kind of after his girlfriend passes away. And I believe she passed away via suicide. So,
oh, did she? I thought she died of AIDS.
Yeah. From what I read, it said it was suicide.
So. Oh, like she was diagnosed. She found out that she was HIV positive.
And then, yeah, So took her own life. It never shows her, though. It just shows, like
in a flashback, yeah, you see her.
Yeah, and it kind of just moves on with Roger's life after the fact. Mark is Roger's roommate, and he's an aspiring filmmaker. Mimi is Mark and Roger's downstairs neighbor, who is an exotic dancer. Yes. She struggles with drug addiction, and she has kind of a thing for Roger. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Then there is Maureen, who is a performing artist, and she is Mark's ex. Then there's Joanne. I want to say Joanne.
Yeah, Joanne.
She's a lawyer, and she and Maureen are a thing, so that's fun. It doesn't show a whole lot. It's just they're a thing.
Yeah, so you know that. Yeah, so Maureen used to date Mark, and now she dates Joanne. And they kind of make fun of Mark for that a little bit, which I was, like, kind of surprised by.
Yeah.
I was like, I thought you guys were progressive.
Yeah, but then Mark and Joanne kind of go on a thing about Maureen.
Yeah, like, well, they get along, but they connect over Maureen.
And her, you know, things that she does. And then after Joanne, we got Tom, who is a college professor. And he is in a relationship with this person named Angel, who's transgender. And Angel actually saves his life, or kind of like helps him, saves him after he gets like jumped by a group of people.
And Tom is friends with Roger and Mark.
Roger and Mark, right. And then Angel is who is with Tom, who is a street drummer. And I think she's just kind of like a artist in her own kind of way.
Right, yeah.
So
I have a question about Angel, though. Angel has money. And I can't figure out what they're saying, where Angel got the money.
Yeah.
Like, someone gave Angel money, but I wasn't sure why.
Yeah, I don't really know how or why, because she kind of just does her own thing. And
Just doesn't really I was care. Confused by that. Yeah. But that's a minor point. It's minor.
Yeah. And then there's Benny, who used to be in this little group of friends slash associates. But he ended up marrying the landlord's daughter, and promised his friends free rent because they're aspiring artists. That mm-hmm. was like one of his things. He's like, oh, I want all aspiring artists to have free rent because it's struggle out there. Cause he was one of them at mm-hmm. one point in time. But now after marrying the landlord's daughter, he's like, you guys got to pay rent or you can go.
Right. And so, that's the landlord of the apartment building that Roger and Mark and Mimi live in.
Yeah. So Benny is played by Taye Diggs. I don't know who played Angel. Tom is played by, what's his name? It's Jesse Martin. Jesse Martin plays Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Joanne Maureen. Maureen is, I'm not going to mess up her name. Idina Menzel. Tracy Toms plays Joanne. Mimi is played by, Rosario Dawson, Mark, and Roger. I don't remember who played them. But, yeah. So, with Rent, it is, there's a lot of, I didn't really feel like there was a basic storyline, like something was happening. I felt like it was just kind of like, this is the group of friends. And that's,
right.
It's just their lives.
Yeah. And I would say, it's like it's called Rent because they're all struggling to pay the rent.
Yeah.
And that's not the biggest thing that's not the biggest theme of the movie, but it kind of opens up like the movie opens with that. Mm. Also, I would say we chose to do musicals this week, and we chose well-known musicals like Rent and Cats, which are both movie renditions of Broadway plays.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say, you know, I am not the biggest movie person. And we went out there to do movies this week, and I was reminded that I'm not the biggest fan of musicals, which is fine if you are.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just not.
Yeah. I like some musicals. Like, I like Chicago. I like Grease, like the older ones like that.
Yeah.
But Rent is like, if you see it one time, you don't need to see it again. It's really not necessary.
I mean, some people, I have friends who have seen it multiple times. I would say, though, I feel like I would really enjoy Rent a lot more on stage. Like, as a Broadway performance than as a movie.
Yeah. I don't know. I've seen it a few times. I'm not saying I've only seen it once. I've seen it a few times. My mom really liked it, so she made us all watch it, like, every time she was watching it. She's like, Rent's on. We have to watch it. It's like, really, Mom? We don't. We've all seen it. But it was an okay film. Like I said, I wouldn't watch it again. If somebody said, oh, Rent's on, I'd be like, okay, flip the channel.
Yeah. Like, I don't get what your point is.
Yeah, so what? But it's like I said, the whole movie was more of a depiction on, like, this group of friends. And, you know, their struggle to pay rent. They're all struggling artists in some way, shape, form, or fashion. And it just, it didn't really go a whole lot of anywhere with me. I'm just like, so then what happens?
Yeah.
Like, you have your main points. Like, they do mention a lot of, you know, serious topics like AIDS and HIV, you know, things that happen being like in the LGBTQ. I think there's another letter they added. BC, you know, the whole alphabet of that community. And, you know, it kind of gives you an insight of how they do them, which which is cool.
Right. And I would say for the LGBTQ community, they do this pretty well because in the play in the musical, they're talking about it. And I never, like, I feel like if someone maybe isn't into learning about that type of the community, this would be a good film to show someone, you know, and to, like, have a conversation about it.
Right.
Because it touches on a lot of things like AIDS and a lot of other, like, drug addiction and topics that are difficult to talk about. And I feel like this is a good movie where they have music and things like that, that if you want to maybe start a conversation with someone, I actually feel like this movie would be a good way to, like, start that conversation.
Exactly.
And to kind of bring out, because it shows you the humanity of all these people. And I think that they do that well.
Yeah, they do. You know? They do depict it. And it's them, like, you know, it's like you said, they depict it well. It's just like them living their everyday lives just like anybody else.
Right. And it's not in a way where I'm like,
It's great. Like they
it's
don't
not like just like stereotype, you know, like yeah. you see people for people.
Yeah. And it isn't depict like if you're not into seeing like two guys kiss or anything like that or doing anything more, it doesn't go deep like that. It's just like right. you can see the relationship between right. two
And you
people.
See their love story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which exactly. they do well.
Yeah. I will say that I liked a few songs. I liked Seasons of Love, Love mm-hmm. People Whim, and Take Me or Leave Me, that the two Maureen and Joanne sing mm-hmm. Season of Love and La Vie Boheme, like they all kind of it's an all-inclusive together yeah. song, but
it's an all-cast yeah. song. I liked Mimi's song
yeah
when she's like leaving the club and going back home yeah mm-hmm. I enjoyed that. I also would say of the film Mimi's the actress, she's kind
Rosario
of the, yeah she's the only one that I've seen
In other things
after Rent.
Oh yeah,
which maybe the other actors are more like stage musical actors.
Well Idina Menzel, she was the voice for the queen in Frozen. She's oh. the one who sings the Let It Go song.
Oh.
Yeah. So she's
wow,
done that.
Wow, I feel so out of touch with culture now.
Taye Diggs has been in he's a lot of
I have seen him. That's yeah. true. I have seen him.
And Jesse Martin, he's more of a TV show. Like series, like
okay.
episodic kind of actor. He doesn't really do a whole lot of like movies.
Okay,
so he's
probably
more on
haven't
TV.
Seen. Okay,
yeah, but I will say also that Taye Diggs and Jesse Martin, I did not know that they can sing like at all.
They were good.
Yeah,
yeah.
Jesse Martin has. I didn't know his voice was that deep when he sang because he's like
yeah,
really.
Everyone like, had. I was very impressed with everyone singing.
Yeah.
They were very good.
Right. That, and, yeah, I love Idina Menzel's voice. It's mm-hmm. like I said, she sang, what is it, from Frozen and Tracy
Let
Tom.
It Go.
Yeah, Let It Go. Sorry, all you parents out there who are irritated with
yeah, you're
that
just
song.
Trigger
like,
warning
me.
Now.
Yeah. And Tracy Tom's, like, she's just amazing. I love her voice, too. But I think they, for what it was, I have to also say it was way too long.
Yeah,
I felt like it drug out a lot of the time.
Right,
like the scene yeah. with Maureen doing like the her one
oh her
person
performance.
Show, yeah, I was like, why doing? I mean, this is annoying and boring.
Yeah, so, I would also say that. So what's interesting about this movie is because it is about a musical.
Yeah.
Versus what we'll see when we talk about Cats. Like, this is not just filming the stage.
Right.
This is a
no.
movie.
Yeah.
Like Grease is and mm-hmm. things like that.
Yeah, and they break out into song once
right.
in a while as they're filming the movie.
I would also say they're basically
dialogue.
In song all the whole time, almost.
Yeah. Yeah, almost.
Which I was not expecting.
Right.
But
I mean, you have their little conversations and stuff like that. There's other dialogue
right.
in this movie.
But it's a lot of singing.
It really is. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and talk more about Rent and then Cats.
Want to know the latest and hottest music hitting the airwaves? Don't be left out. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. Keith keeps you on the loop with everything you need to know from pop, rock, hip-hop, and the top 40. And we'll throw in news of your favorite artists, concert and tour dates, and so much more. Listen no further, because this is the Gold Standard in Music Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Movie Podcast. We're going to continue talking about Rent. And we were mentioning before how it is a lot of singing in this mm-hmm. film. Did you have a favorite character in it? I don't think I really did. Actually, you know, Maureen was kind of fun.
Maureen is fun. I feel like I like Angel the best.
She was cute.
Yeah. I feel like Angel's my favorite character. And I think some of that is because Angel is very like likable mm-hmm. and like has positivity.
Yeah.
And I feel like all the other characters feel that way too. Like they say like Angel kind of like held them together.
Yeah. She was the light of the group. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I really liked that.
Yeah.
And I would also say, yeah, I sort of felt like Mark was almost the main character at times.
Well, it's because he was doing his film about him.
Right.
So yes. some of the movie goes like movie version and then his documentary style old-fashioned.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of the whole him and his friends. So,
right. Yeah.
I was irritated with Mark and... No, not Mark. Roger and Mimi's like back and forth.
Oh, that was
so annoying to me. I'm like, will you just talk already and stop yes. with the nonsense? Because this back and forth kind of, oh, I like you. Oh, I don't like, oh, let's hang out. Let's not. It's like, oh,
yeah.
Just move on then.
Yeah.
Because this is annoying.
Yeah.
Mimi's performance when she was dancing.
Oh, yeah. At the club.
Yeah. It was okay. I wouldn't really have to say cover little kid's eyes because she doesn't really like strip down.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. I would say if you're going to watch this with kids, maybe they wouldn't really understand what's going on. Because it's a lot in song and they might mm-hmm. not pick up on it.
And they'll just probably just see her dancing around with her butt hanging out.
Yeah.
But this is clothed. I mean,
well, yeah, in underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah. This musical is really popular. When I was in choir, actually, in middle school, I had to sing the Seasons of Love song.
Oh, wow.
And I had no idea what it was from.
Oh, gosh.
And then I watched the movie and I was like, oh, my God, really? I know this song. Although not well enough to remember how many minutes or whatever they're singing.
Yeah, me either.
6,500 something
minutes. See, I thought it was 5,000.
Yeah, it's some number that I don't remember.
If it was playing, I could sing along.
Yes.
If just off the top of my head, it's like, oh yeah, it was a million and something. And they were talking. They had coffee.
Yeah, and cups of coffee. Yeah, and, yeah, right. Moments a year. Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Yep. But I'm like, man, that song got me out of PE. Got to sing choir, and yeah, yes. Good time.
Yeah. If you're into musicals, I feel like you would like this.
Yeah.
This if that's what you're into.
I also feel like if you like musicals, you've probably already seen this.
Yes.
Because it is like one that I hear a lot about.
Right.
I feel like everyone kind of has that friend in like middle school, like high school, who's obsessed with like musicals.
Yeah.
Who's like in drama. Mm-hmm. And I definitely had those friends and they loved Rent.
Yeah.
And like my friend was describing to me, like I was at like middle school and she was describing to me Rent. She's like, yeah, so then like Maureen is an artist and she has like a show and like Mimi is like addicted to drugs. And then there's Mark and Mark's like kind of a loser.
Oh, gosh. He kind of is, though. It's like you ran off a girlfriend or maybe she just found somebody else because it didn't really say how they broke up.
It didn't say why, really, either.
It's just like, oh, that's Mark's ex and now Maureen is with Joanne.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what happened, though?
Yeah. Also, Mark is kind of like the Ross of the group.
Yeah, he is.
Kind of, yeah.
He's just kind of there.
Yeah.
But he does kind of keep everybody together because he is Maureen's ex and then,
yeah,
you know, Maureen
that's true.
And all that.
He does keep them all together in that way.
Yeah, and then he's Roger's roommate. And then mm-hmm. I think Roger, Mark, and Tom. Was his name Tom?
Yeah.
Tom? Yeah, Tom. Yeah. They all went to college together.
That makes sense. Okay.
So, Mark's kind of the glue.
He is. I would say him and Angel.
Yeah. Yeah. Mark's like the link of all of them. Not really mm-hmm. the glue. He like links everything.
And he's not in like a relationship with anyone in the group,
no,
which is
not.
Always, you know, faction making.
Yeah. He's like the fifth wheel. Because.
Yeah.
Just the awkward guy there that just knows everybody.
He's like the sixth wheel.
What? Yeah.
Eh.
I don't know. Anyway, Taye Diggs' character, he's kind of a jerk, so I wasn't fond of
him. There was one thing about that I didn't get. So if in the beginning they're like, oh, Benny, he went and married the landlord's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're like, he's with Mimi, sort of, and I can't tell if that's romantic or more like he's trying to get her off drugs.
I think it was more of like, he liked her before.
Okay.
But then he wanted to help her get off drugs because he liked her before.
Okay. Because I wasn't sure what all of that was about. And I was confused. I'm like, aren't you married to the
woman?
Which also you never see her, but that's
right.
Fine.
And they think that they're not really Mimi's like, because she's an exotic dancer, she's kind of younger than the rest of them. So that's kind of, I think that's why Roger was kind of like, I don't know if I really want to get into you because.
And the drugs.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah. So yeah. It's like, okay, we get it.
Yeah. No, this was a good film. Again, I mean, if you like musicals, you've probably already seen it. But,
yeah.
You know, if you haven't, you would like it. Or if you're, you know, a young high school, you know, you're in drama.
Yeah.
You should definitely see this movie for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And if, I mean, if you're on the fence with musicals like I am, I don't know. I like some of them. I don't like some of them. But just try it. See it if you like it just for yourself.
Yeah. Rent is one of the ones that you could really get into musicals with.
Yeah.
I feel like
if
you're thinking about it, this would be a good starter musical.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of other ones. Well, yeah. Rent is a more modern one because, like, you know, don't just go into Greece and you're like, this is so old and lame. Yeah. You know what I mean? So we're going to move on to our next musical. That is Cats. I watched Cats, the movie of it that was in 1998. The director of this was David Mallet. Music composed, written and composed, I believe. Composed is the same as Andrew Lloyd Webber. I'm just letting it drift off into nothing. Andrew Lloyd Webber composed the music in this. And it is, this, Cats is based on T.S. Eliot's book called Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats.
Right. And that's poetry.
It is. Yeah. It is poetry. And he basically kind of watched a bunch of cats and wrote poems about
He like made names for a bunch of cats.
Yeah, he gave each of them characters and said this is what this cat is probably like. When T.S. Eliot, when he would like write things and pass them along to like his children and grandchildren, he referred to himself as the Old Possum. So that's why it's called Old Possum's Book of Practical.
Oh, that's a good fact. Yeah. Okay.
So that's just, something there. Some of the favorite feline characters of his that he wrote about were Rum Tum Tugger, Mr. Mistoffelees, McCavity, Jenny Ann Dots, Old Deuteronomy, Grizabella, which sings one of like a super popular song.
Yeah, she sings Memory.
I didn't, and see, you know how you were like, Seasons of Love, that's what that is. That's how I felt with Memory when I saw Cats. I was like, is this really what that
is? I did have that moment too. You know what? Because in the movie School of Rock, there is a girl who wants to get into the band,
and she
sings Memory, and she's terrible. And so then, but I always remember that part as a kid. And then I watched this, and I was like, she was trying to sing this song.
Right.
And I laughed out loud when I remembered that.
Right. The Cats, so that's just some of the main ones. There's other ones in there too, but they don't have like really big roles. Cats is about some jellicle cats that come out to tell their stories on one night called, well, it's one night for the jellicle ball. I am going to say the whole time they were singing that first song, Jellicle Cats, I was like, what does jellicle mean? So I totally like looked. I have no idea to this moment.
Oh, I looked it up. So Jellicle is like just what the cats are all called. So when they say we're Jellicle cats, that's like their like group of cats. That's like what T.S. Eliot called all the cats.
Okay.
So they're like, we're Jellicle cats. It's just like saying like we're California cats or something.
Okay.
Like it's just like their thing.
Yeah, because I was so lost. I googled it and then I looked it up and it showed me no meaning, no definition. I was
confused. Apparently, when you look up Jellicle cats, you find out about Cats the musical, and then apparently in the very depressing show BoJack Horseman, they also talk about Jellicle cats in that show too. That's like the only two things I found when I looked it up.
Wow,
this... it was Yeah.
Yeah.
Jellicle
I
cats.
Have no idea. Yeah.
Let me just. Okay, Ariane. Let me just tell you.
Tell me you didn't like it because I didn't either.
Okay. We should just come out and say this right now. Rent, you know, it was good. I see why it's popular. I see why it's pop musical. Cats, no.
I will never
leotards,
watch
leg warmers, face paint.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I will never watch this ever in my life. I won't even recommend it to anybody.
People like, love Cats, though.
I know, and I feel so bad saying that because that's why I wanted to watch Cats. It's like, oh, it's a classic.
Right.
People love, they go on about this. It was like one of the longest lasting in Broadway and West End.
Yes, it's a huge culture thing.
Yeah, and I was like, why? I literally fell asleep watching this.
I had a similar reaction.
I was like, really? Okay, one, I don't even like cats. I don't like
just the animal.
Yeah,
don't even like
them. I don't. I like lions because they're like big, you know, kings of the jungle. But regular cats, No, they're ugly to me. I'm so sorry, all you cat lovers.
I love cats.
I'm so sorry.
The animal, not the musical.
Yeah.
I love actual cats.
I hated this show or this movie or whatever. And it wasn't even like, it was more like a musical slash ballet. It wasn't even like, there was no dialogue other than the poems that they sang for it.
There's like slight narration by one cat.
Yeah.
Barely. Yeah.
It was.
Also, okay, so Rent, as I said, Rent is like a movie, like Grease, where they go and they like go to different scenes, like a movie. Cats is just filmed on stage, which makes sense because they're not going to have people dressed as cats running around in real life out on the streets. But also, I just watched this and I was like, man, the leotards, the leg warmers, the like crazy face paint, like they did all of the like production well. They were all really good dancers. I just,
some of them were the original London cast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They did a good job in this movie rendition. And, you know, I feel like with Rent, I'm like, maybe I'd like it more if I saw it on stage. I don't feel that way about Cats. No.
It was just so, I feel like what made it so boring to me was in between each of the poems or songs, music, like, that they broke out in.
Yeah.
It was just, and I know that they, it was just the dancing. And because it was just the choreography to Andrew Lloyd Webber's music. And I feel like that's important, but it was super boring to me.
They were very long segments.
Yeah.
And they're like, just on a stage, so there's not really, they're not like spreading out.
Yeah, no.
Really? Yeah.
It was hard to watch.
Also,
for me.
There's the scene, so there's the older cat, Deuteronomy.
Old Deuteronomy.
And he just walks out, and I'm like, why is he wearing a ghillie suit?
It was horrible. It was like, so gross.
It was weird. Like, they're wearing like carpets.
Yeah. That's
it, looks like he's wearing a carpet.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand.
Like a shag carpet at that.
Yes.
It's not
it's
even
like,
like
a, yeah, as it's like a ghillie suit, as I was saying. And I just don't. So, okay. If you are a fan of Cats, please explain this to me. So there is an older cat, and they shun that older cat, basically. And she's the one who sings Memory. And I don't understand. I'm like, is she just ugly? Is that why you don't like her?
No, 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 no. We're going to take a break, and I'm going to tell you why, because my sister had to break this
Thank
down.
Thank God.
To me too.
Okay,
so,
good.
So real quick, and we'll get into that.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Movie Podcast. Now, before we went to break, we were talking about cats.
Yes.
And Heidi asked the question of the older cat, the female.
Yeah, it's like Grisabella.
Grisabella, yeah. And why they all just don't like her.
Right.
Now, the situation there, because I asked my sister, I was like, why does she look all raggedy?
Yeah.
But she used to be like this super beautiful, like fancy cat in her old day.
Okay.
In her younger days. And now that she's older and not so pretty, and that's why she sings that one song, you know, like, back how I used
her
to be.
Her memory, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But, yeah, they don't like the fact that she was, you know, like, the gorgeous, all well-to-do, you know, fancy cat.
Oh, like she was, like, a priss earlier in life or
exactly.
something.
Exactly, and now it's like, oh, now you're all old and busted and run down.
So
like,
they all can just make fun of you because
exactly.
you're not as pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, that's twisted.
It
okay.
really is. Cats are evil, I swear. They
but that's
so
not
evil.
Fair. Old Deuteronomy's super old, and they're all like, he's cool.
Well, he's like the godfather of them all. It's like, okay, that's who we look up to. He's out looking, and I feel like he might be like, You know how when you see stray cats and yeah. it's like, where did you guys all come from? It's like him. That's who you all came from.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Or, okay.
Yeah.
Or because not. Yeah. Because when she first came out, Grisabella, like she does look like an old tattered cat, which I understood. But it almost looked like she had like mouse ears at some point because her ears are all like tattered and everything. Mm-hmm. And I was confused. And then when they bring out old Deuteronomy, I'm like,
well, he all old
weird.
And busted too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, okay. So, okay. That makes sense. Thank you for explaining that to me because I was confused. I was like, are they just like, she's old looking? Yeah. Like, is that just the thing?
No, she used to be super fancy. That's why she has like the lipstick and the heels.
Okay. So they have like things against her from the past.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, bringing up old stuff for what?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That doesn't get you anything.
Yeah. I do want to make some, say some facts that I thought were pretty cool about Cats the Musical and like the show in general. It was, well, T.S. Eliot's book was published in 1939.
Wow.
So it was a long time ago. And then Cats made its world premiere in London in 1981. So
I'm surprised someone read those poems and was like, we need to make a musical off of this. I mean, surprised.
Who? Well, somebody thought of it. I don't know. But it's crazy. But in London, it played for 21 years.
What?
Yeah. And that was record breaking. 21 years in London and over, nearly 9,000 performances.
I just feel like there are going to be so many people now who are going to come after me because I didn't like Cats.
Right, me too. I'm just
21
like,
years. It's a lot of people who saw that.
Y'all don't know what I look like.
Yeah.
So
thank God it's a podcast.
I know, right? But on Broadway in 1983, it received seven Tonys, including Best Musical, and that ran for 18 years, and in both London and New York, it was one of the longest running shows in the West End and Broadway, which is amazing. Like that, just having that record is awesome. There's a lot of people out there who love Cats, and I'm so sorry. Please don't hate me. It just wasn't for me, but I think that's amazing just by itself.
Yeah,
like, it doesn't matter.
That is incredible.
Yeah, what it was, just high five to
that is amazing.
The whole, you know, rendition of it all.
Yeah.
It is one of the, let's see. Since its world premiere in London, it has been presented in over 30 countries.
Wow.
It has been transitioned into 15 languages.
Wow.
I know. And it has been seen, now, I don't know if this is correct, but I'm going to say over 73 million people have seen this worldwide.
There are so many people who are going to come after me.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say, they're dancing. I watch and it's like, yeah, you guys are moving like cats.
Yeah.
That is impressive.
The body movement and all that, I kind of liked the face makeup. I thought that it looked really good and it really depicted like what cats look
like. It did, but it also frightened me.
Yeah. Don't watch it in the dark. I don't know. There was one part where the magician, I think his name was Mr. Mistopheles, magician cat. He was singing about pulling out seven cats out of a hat. I was waiting for those seven cats.
Yeah,
and
me
it didn't
too.
Happen. And I was so upset.
I felt the same way the whole time.
I was so upset. I was like, oh yes, she gonna go underneath the little blanket thingy that they had, and seven cats is just gonna pop up, and then old Deuteronomy, you know, popped up.
Yeah.
And I was like, where's the seven cats? Boo.
I got that too. Because I get, okay, you want to bring back old Deuteronomy. Yeah. But I didn't understand when old Deuteronomy disappeared. I didn't understand that he disappeared. I didn't like get that.
I don't understand.
He just was there
why.
And then he wasn't.
No.
Exactly.
So they showed him. And they, like, captured him with, like, a net. And then they drug him off. And then,
oh, did they?
Yeah, but it was weird because when I seen, he, like, popped up in the middle of the Mr. Mistopheles kind of whole thing. And I was like, oh, there he is right there. But then when he came back under the little blanket thing, when it was supposed to be the seven cats that I was waiting for the whole time, I was like, he already showed up and he was, like, free or whatever.
Wait, what? No.
Yeah,
okay,
I was
so
mad.
He was out on stage. He gets attacked. And then that evil cat that they all hate, like cuts to the evil cat.
Yeah.
So I didn't get that old Deuteronomy was captured until he reappeared under the, like, the magic blanket thing.
Yeah.
So then I was like, okay, well, I get a fantasy. That doesn't happen. But I get that. Okay. I can accept that. But then I felt like it wasn't clear that he disappeared. And then, I was confused.
It's like I said on plenty of podcast shows, especially for movie. I cannot go to theaters with people because I'm the person who talks to the screen and yells at the TV screen or the theater screen. So in that part, I was like, why are they taking old Deuteronomy? They done put him in a like net thing and then they took him off. And then I was like, oh, he's right here. He's going to be fine. My sister's like, shh, just watch. And I'm like, no, why did they take him off? And now he's just wandering about. And then they finished a little whole rendition of that music part. And then when he comes again under the blanket, when I was expecting seven cats, I was like, what was the point of that? Because I would have preferred to see the seven cats and him just old Deuteronomy just strolling up about like he was before.
Yeah, so I was confused by that part.
I'm highly upset. I didn't like it. I fell asleep.
I mean, it's so probably sorry. Good that we didn't go to like see the live show because we would have been booed out of the theater.
Yeah.
Because there's no way
or
I would
like
have
hit by my neighbors because I'd been snoring or something. And they'd be like, you need to either
and
wake
then I would have
up
been like hitting you like, all right, can you believe this?
I'd have been like, I don't know what just happened because I'm just waking up. We got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't do that. I'm supposed to be going to see the Nutcracker with my daughter because her whole school is doing like a free thing for that. And I'm not a ballet person.
Really? So. See, I'm okay with the ballet. I feel like I'd rather see a ballet than Cats, you know?
Well, they don't break out in song.
Exactly. I can do that. I can respect. I like ballets. Yeah. It's hard.
It is. So I'm so sorry for the not so positive comments.
Now that you're
Cats,
all gonna, you know,
please don't hate
come
me.
Come attack me.
I know. If you like it, more power to you. If you don't like cats like myself or do like cats like Heidi and you don't want to sit there and just, it was just long and boring. I'm so sorry.
It's just, it's not real cats. There had been real cats on stage, I would have been down, but it's people dressed like cats. Yes. So I was disappointed.
Yeah. I don't even want to see real cats. Because I'm like, get that mess off the stage.
Yeah. See, I would have, but
I'm sorry, guys. I would not recommend this movie to anybody. I do apologize if you are going to see it in theater. I'm sure it's probably better and a lot longer because this was long. I fast-forwarded through some of it, but anyway.
Yeah. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you so much. Please don't hate us, and please listen
again. Please tune in to the next episode.
Yes, next episode is better, and the following ones will be, too. I'm so sorry.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.